Yo, what's up? This is DJ Deliver. When I'm doing my work on Mondays, I'm listening to the Hip Hop Digest with E Color, King Killer, and my boy Kurt G.
I want you to round up every vicious criminal and gunslinger in the West. Take this down. I want rustlers, cutthroats, murderers, bounty hunters, desperados, mugs, pugs, thugs, nitwits, halfwits, dimwits, vipers, snipers, con men, Indian agents, Mexican bandits, muggers, buggerers, bushwhackers, horn swagglers, horse thieves, bull dykes, train robbers, bank robbers, ass kickers, shit kickers, and visitors!
Could you repeat that, sir? Repeat that, sir.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. What's up, brothers?
What's good?
What's good, yo? No suited in the night?
Nah, I'm on a low flight today. I'm just chilling.
Yeah, we apologize to the listeners for last week. We skipped a week for y'all, but we back. We in the house.
Back live, man, and shit.
You gonna apologize? Oh, hold on. You gonna apologize for dropping dope ass records on there?
Let me tell you something. That last quarter of that motherfucking mixtape, nigga. Whoo! Nigga.
Yo, that last track, I was like, is that Chuck D? What the fuck?
Yeah, okay. That's Mr. D.
So, all right. So let's talk about that really quickly, yo. You know, the music show's crazy. Now, I'm generally not a Logic guy, because Logic he's like any other of these rappers today. He has that bubble of Aubrey around him. Got a little Aubrey sound alike, a little Aubrey soundscape with all his music. But this shit right here, Logic, and dare I say it, I hate to start out the show controversial, but let me say it. Another white kid in rap who invited veterans, Black Thought,
breaks.
Chuck D, hold up, be on the track. You don't see ASAP Rocky doing that shit. Not that they should, because we didn't do it. Our era didn't do it. I'm just saying. You got niggas shit on Macklemore when he did it. Are niggas gonna shit on Logic?
You wanna know why they can't?
Why?
Because Logic ain't a white boy.
Okay, what is it?
You didn't know that?
I know he's something mixed.
He's mixed.
Yeah, right. Not mixed. That's actually not the appropriate. My wife corrected me one day when I said that. Biracial.
Oh, damn. Okay.
So he's biracial.
The young man is biracial.
Right.
And he's dope, so it don't matter to me.
Okay,
he's dope. He's been dope. And
that's cool.
I did say, though, that he does sound like a better Aubrey.
Yeah, well, he's got the Aubrey bubble. A lot of guys got an Aubrey bubble. I mean, this is Aubrey's era. So they're gonna have an Aubrey bubble. I'm not player hating on him. I'm just saying I noticed the fact that you had another guy, and trust me, they're marketing him as a white rapper, regardless. that's what they do up at Def Jam, you know.
He looks it.
Well, I'm saying, and they marketing him like that. But that's what they do up at Def Jam. But he has two veterans on there. Okay, and like I said before, ASAP Rocky ain't do it, he ain't got to do it. Joey Badass ain't do it. I know he ain't got to do it. But he did it, G.
Well, all I do is just get the music. If I like it, if I think it's hot, I just put it on there. Hip-hop is hip-hop. Fuck what you look like. Don't give a damn if you from Saturn. If the shit hot, I like it. It's getting on.
That's just the politics of the game. I just wanted to point that out. It's just the politics of the game. No doubt. And so quickly, before we get into the show proper, real proper, before we was on air, thanks, shout out to DJ Q. We had a wonderful text chain message thing going on. It's a bunch of us on there. DJ Q basically put out there and said his son was giving him the business about Ultramagnetic's Critical Beatdown. It's one of E Color's top five records of all time.
He was getting the Critical Beatdown from his son?
Well, no, DJ Q was listening to Critical Beatdown, and I guess his son was like, that's not impressive. And then they got into a comparison. If you can actually believe it, Critical Beatdown, Lil Wayne, or Ultramagnetic's Lil Wayne.
Wow. Wow.
That sounds
like blasphemy.
Yeah, it does. I basically responded to that. That's why I do not talk hip hop with young guys. I just do not do it. You know, they don't have the time, the years, or the gravitas to be able to make a comparison. Because if they did, they would never have made such a comparison.
Nigga, I was reaching for my belt. Like, where is my belt?
Come here, little nigga. Come right here. Hey, little nigglet. Hey, little nigglet. Come here, boy. I got something for your ass.
Look, I just do this, yo. Real talk, yo. I just do this, yo. That's why I use jazz. And jazz is so much the perfect metaphor. Because just like underground rap, jazz isn't popular or not as popular as it used to be, you know? And, you know, again, these non-instrument playing, nigga, I'ma tell Wynton Marsalis what's good. But yet you don't play the instrument. Just like most of these guys don't MC. Lil Wayne has basically, he's a confirmed guy. Now, a bulk of his career, probably not the majority, but the bulk of his career has been ghostwriters. That's confirmed. So how are you even comparing that to guys who aren't having a joint scopes written, unless Kool Keith was writing for said G?
I mean, it could happen, but that comparison was absolutely ridiculous.
So, I mean, but anyway, the back and forth was pretty good. Shout out to Diff, who Young Diff was mentioned, and he is the young exception to the rule.
Yeah, Sheed Owens talking about his daughter, and I met her, and I know she absolutely understands what hip-hop is, so it's all good. Some of us dads out there keeping it right with
them. Oh, yeah, no doubt. So, yeah. Where my daughter, on the other hand, she don't want to hear no blowback about Nicki Minaj. None. So, that was good. So, anyway, let's get right in. First topic on the Hip-Hop Digest. Uncle Luke, as in Luke Skywalker, as in Luther Campbell, Miami native, Miami representative to the fullest, felt like he needed to inform, and I say this because it's not TMZ, Real Housewives of Atlanta star Peter Thomas, that he and DJ Khaled don't run Miami. Mm. I came across this little aspect of it. Shout out to Miami, because I still say it's two cities, Miami being one and Philadelphia being the other. Their legacies are substantial in hip hop, but get no credit or very little. But back to the topic at hand, Luke, and let it be known that in fact that he's the one who brought hip hop to South Florida. After Peter Thomas claimed that he brought blackness to South Beach with How Can I Be Down conference. Now, those of you who got the Source magazine should remember the How Can I Be Down conferences. That was late 80s, 90s, if you will. Luke was doing it before that. Luke is from Miami. Luke also went on to say that, your boy Peter Thomas claimed that he could take Miami back at any time. If folks don't believe him, they should ask DJ Khaled. At that point, Luke done had enough.
He said, I'm stands all making stands, make on stands no more.
Right. Because at that point, Luke says, your boy Peter Thomas is a goddamn settler. He's like, DJ Khaled is a goddamn settler.
It's like, you motherfucking firebombers.
He was like, DJ Khaled, who originally, I didn't know this myself, was originally from New Orleans, okay? Then jumped to Miami and then couldn't make it hop. And then it wasn't until Luke put him on the station Miami 99 Jams until he got his break, okay? Your boy also threw Peter Thomas under the bus and said, Peter Thomas, I don't know where he's from originally, but Luke said he came from New York and actually did have the first reggae club on South Beach, but he had nothing to do with bringing hip-hop to Miami. Y'all niggas is faulty, faulty circuits.
Y'all motherfuckers is a bunch of fart farmers. That's what you are. You're going like the wind. You come in, you think you got some shit, and you're nothing. You're just nothing.
So I find that to be pretty interesting. See, that's part of the problem. When you listen to Hip Hop Digest, I know we talk about history and classic hip-hop a lot. I mean, no doubt, but see, this is a problem. Cats And now Khaled, to be in for full disclosure, Khaled only got thrown in this because that cat Peter Thomas brought his name up.
I know, okay? Khaled, like, come on, son. Right. Damn, B, why you gotta put me in this shit?
Right.
Damn.
And so it was really between Luke. It was really between Luke and this motherfucking a reality star. And so I don't understand. See, that's what happens, especially in this commercial world. Uninformed and uneducated noodles. Okay?
I mean, noodles.
This cat, I mean, why would he even felt like he's like, yo, I'm the man in Miami anyway? You should, fucking should have known Luke was gonna say something. With no respect. No, fuck Luke. He ain't paid no more. I run Miami. Only reason why Luke can't say something, if Luke had money, he'd be saying something. So.
Now, you know, that's the key for a lot of these folks these days, money.
If you got the money and you got the popularity, then you win. You're winning. Mm. Broke niggas can't win.
Well.
You can win.
Shout out to the Wiz.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So speaking of broke niggas, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest also involves Miami situation. This actually article was written by Luke himself. Two Live Crew founder Mr. Mix can't perform the group's singles thanks to a court settlement. Well, that's the scenario playing out for a true Miami music legend, David Hobbs, a.k.a. Mr. Mix. Mr. Mix is not allowed to play any Two Live Crew records. The reason is a six-year-old settlement agreement with Little Joe Records. The company's owner and Luke's former lawyer, a gentleman by the name of Joe Weinberger, basically forced his record label, Luke Records, into involuntary bankruptcy in the 1990s. Then Weinberger, the lawyer, turned around and purchased the rights to all of Luke Records' music. Mr. Mix isn't allowed to say he's affiliated with the group, to promote himself as from the Two Live Crew. If he does, he could be held in contempt of court and forced to pay Lil Joe Records, meaning a gentleman by the name of Joe Weinberger, a $750,000 balloon payment. Mix told me about his predicament shortly after I asked him. So this is Mr. Mix. He's still in the game. He's still DJing. He's doing his thing. Okay. Actually, he's a very good world-class DJ, by the way. But Luke asked him to DJ some of his special upcoming performances. You know, Luke can get on the stage as Luke. And he was going to bring his boy up, Mr. Mix, from Two Live Crew. Mr. Mix is like, yo, I can't do it. Luke like, what happened? Well, even though Luke knew what happened, but Luke probably didn't know the extent of what was going on, if you believe Luke. And all that being said, you know, Two Live Crew, you know, legendary, Mr. Mix, David Hobbs, so criminally underrated considering he did all the production. Okay, considering he did all the production, criminally underrated, but that's a whole nother story with Miami as well as Philadelphia getting the shaft, if you will.
You had to put the emphasis on that one, huh?
Son, Kerji can vouch. Yo, how passionate am I about that Miami sound?
The people that are listening to the show know how passionate you are. You love the Miami sound.
B, I'm just trying to tell you.
Even though you are an Upper East Coast nigga.
You got
the New York lean to you. You got that bias. But you love your Miami shit. And you love your Philly shit.
I'm saying, and I got the vinyl to prove it. So,
but they earned it too, though.
They earned it. Yes. But in any case, but back to Mr. Mix. Luke goes on to write and says, this shows how slimy and nasty the music industry
can be. It just goes to show
you
that if a nigga got money and you piss him off, I'm going to buy your fucking catalog, nigga, and you can't perform. Fuck it. That's what that is.
I'm sorry. It kind of reminds me of Houdini with...
Yes.
That situation. Houdini.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Houdini themselves... Their name and likeness was copyrighted by the DJ.
Grandmaster D.
Yeah, Grandmaster D. I'm sorry, his name escaped me at the moment. he bought that shit, and it's causing great friction between Jahlil and Ecstasy and D. It's crazy.
And they can't perform as Houdini.
So
it's crazy, right?
That's nuts. That's absolutely nuts.
People know Jahlil. We talked to Jahlil. It's like, you know, that's it. Remember last time we talked to him, he was like, that was all about it.
He wanted to drop a piano on that nigga. Shout out to Lox V. Diddy, who Diddy himself was playing that role up against the Lox until recently. You know, Diddy wanted balloon payments. So, I mean, the record industry is just absolutely murderous. So be careful what you sign out there, young folk.
And be careful who you piss off.
I'm saying. So
just know the business if you're going to be in it. That's all.
There could be a commercial guy right now out there gunning for us. I'm going to buy that nigga. I'm going to buy them niggas. Hip Hop Digest, that
Come
is.
Come on.
Come on. We got a price. You just got to reach that number. You're going to have to reach that number, my nigga.
What I say? We all got a number.
You got to reach that number.
This was good. Yo, shout out to Los Angeles Lakers. Woohoo, my team. What? Los Angeles Lakers, my team.
I'm just messing with
you. Said, whatever.
Come on, B.
Whatever. The whole league
is
happy.
I'm a Sixers fan, so come on.
The whole league is happy.
B, you still claiming Sixers? You still claim?
I'm not a fair weather fan, B.
Okay, that's cool. I'm just saying, that's great. I'm glad because when the Sixers get back on top, you the one of the rare niggas that I'm going to give a lot of credit to. Okay? Rest of the, a lot of other cats bounce. Kurt G, you...
I bounced. When Howard Katz got rid of Barkley, I was out.
Okay. So, are you still rocking the Orlando Magic?
Yes. I still like the Magic.
Okay, cool. That's all.
They suck, but I still like the Magic.
Okay. All right. Anyway... This nigga ain't even a Laker yet. Looks like he's gonna be.
Y'all stole our boy from us. Even though he wanted to lead, though. Shaq wanted to lead.
Well, I mean, come on, B. Lonzo Ball. Somebody is asking this nigga already. He ain't even scored 2 points in the league yet. What his top five rapper list is?
So it's Lonzo Ball's top five.
Lonzo Ball's top five rapper list. And Lonzo says Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Future.
That's pretty
good. DMX.
Wow.
50 Cent.
Wow.
And Tupac.
Tupac. That's what he said.
Come on, B. Why? I mean, why is that even news? Because who gives a fuck, first of all? And the boy is young. And I don't mean boy like 1950 boy. The young man.
He's a young boy.
He's a young man.
A young bow.
Look,
I don't know shit about none of that other shit.
Yeah, and see, that's one of the things
that's
I was.
That's why I was surprised to hear that 50 and
DMX is on the list. Yeah, right. To me, this looks like a Fed list, like a feeder list from his pop.
Nah, he might have been 12 years old when DMX was hot.
Bullshit. This nigga.
he called him bullshit right now. He's got the horns out, nigga. Texas style, nigga. Hook him. Horns, motherfucker.
Bullshit. This nigga was not 12 years old when DMX and 50 was out. He wasn't even born yet. Okay, this is a feeder list from his pop. Okay, his pop, like, okay, you could put a couple niggas on the list. So he put Wayne and Future on there. But that DMX, 50, and Pac, that's a feeder list from his dad.
Damn, you saying he texted his dad. He said, I just got asked a question, Dad, about my top five list. Who should I put on it, Dad? You said his dad controls him like that?
B, Lonzo Ball, let me tell you something, yo. This nigga, yo, you thought, for all you sports fans, famous dads out there, you might have thought Richard Williams was some nut nigga, Serena... And
he was a nut nigga. That's no doubt. But he had a vision. He had a vision that others couldn't see.
And he stepped back, okay, because his vision was, I'm gonna not let the tennis establishment chew up my daughters who are African American while they young.
The hell out of him.
Okay,
that.
That's
I
cool,
him
right?
For that.
But when it was time and they became competent young women, he stepped all the way off. He let them do them.
You didn't even see him in the crowd no more. Yo, they stopped coming to the game.
I don't think Mr. Ball's dad right now with that big baller brand, he running up on the three shoe companies talking about, I'm going to market my whole
situation for $1 billion. To them, B. That's because he's completely attached to his kids, though. He's trying to...
Let me get in, B.
All right, go ahead, B.
You know what this shit remind me of? You know why I really don't even pay attention to that shit? Because, for real, he just remind me of Mama Kardashian. wow. running the fucking family, doing the most fucking unreality show in real life. That's what the fuck that
okay,
is.
Okay, but son, but you would be accurate to why when I seen that list and given his age group, I'm like, his dad threw them last three niggas in.
He didn't say Jay-Z? What?
He doesn't have to say Jay-Z. His dad threw them last three niggas in. Okay? Come
so,
on.
So you're saying that there's no way he could have liked them other people? No way. That he couldn't have heard them as a youngin. Like, let's say somebody would have called bullshit on you saying there's no way you like Led Zeppelin. Nigga, that's before your motherfucking time. You don't know no about no motherfucking Led Zeppelin. How can you like
them? Name the drummer.
So
Bono, nigga.
Okay, so no, hold up. And so first of all, and let's look at this scenario, okay? And the reason why I'm gonna tell you that I believe the list is faulty and he's bugging for a couple of reasons. All of us knew and know our parents' music. You know why? Because we had no choice.
But he had no choice. No, you saying he has full control of the house? All this nigga grew up listening to is the bullshit that whatever his dad liked. That's what he had to like.
Hold up, son.
He had no choice, B. I'm throwing it back at you. Yeah, that's all I'm doing.
And
I'm
going to tell you why you're wrong.
Okay.
Okay, because nowadays, the reason why, and it's one of the main reasons, it's probably the main reason why children today have no connection to their parents' music is because kids and Mr. Ball, I guarantee you, had his son armed with a cell phone at 8. And once you have your own cell phone at 8, you have your own playlist. And you put your headphones on and you turn up to what you want to hear, not what your dad is controlling on the home stereo or in the whip. Even if you in the whip, you got your headphones on, still listening to what you want to listen to. So, so that's why I'm saying that kids today, including Lonzo Ball, he got a feeder list from his pop. Because the first two, I'm not surprised. Wayne, Future. Okay, bang, bang. You know, at that point, I'm expecting him. Hell, he's from L.A. Kendrick, you know, you just figure he going to be on the list. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. Nah, B. I don't buy it.
You're not buying that brand?
And I don't buy, especially with kids. Our technology is one of the reasons why they are not connected to their history. Okay, we are connected to our parents' music because on the home stereo, your parents ran that. Okay, technology wasn't like it was back in the day. So in the whip, your parents controlled that. So that's why we know and cherish our parents' music.
So I'm saying that the opposite argument is that he had to listen to a lot of that music. Even though you say he had his choice on his phone to listen to whatever, but when he's not listening to his phone, his dad is listening to whatever, so he's listening to that. So maybe he did grow to like Pac and 50 Swerve, and DMX.
Let me ask you a question, Swerve. How old is Sydney?
Sydney is 14.
Damn. Sorry, I just had an old man moment for a minute. Okay, Sydney 14. Right, so check it out. So you mean to tell me, unless you were scolding Sydney that when they got in the whip and Sydney had her own hookups, she didn't throw her headphones on?
I would have to say that really didn't happen to, because they didn't get cell phones early.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's real.
They pretty much was listening to what I was listening to, but I was very careful about what I was playing so they could understand what was going on.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you the question because I don't know. I have a daughter. She got a cell phone early and she tuned out, period. Period. That's why I got all this music in here, wheels, everything. Olive don't come in here. She don't want nothing to do with that. And that's not a problem. That's her choice. Kobe, let me ask you about Kobe.
Okay.
Did Kobe put on his headphones and turn out?
I'm gonna be dead ass. I don't know how I am. I'm a fucking military sergeant in this bitch. That nigga didn't get a cell phone until he bought his own.
Okay.
So he got a job at 16. He got his fucking cell phone.
All right. So Olive looks like she was the only one who got an early cell.
Yes. She's
lenient, nigga.
You soft, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you, B?
Where's my damn bill?
Hey. What can I say, man? Shit. My granddaughter.
I don't want my kids to grow up the way I did.
Pop back here giving 5-year old cell phone and shit.
Hey, my granddaughter, you know, she just turned 8, yo. Actually, she's just talking about? Pop-Pop, you gonna give me a cell phone?
And you, Pop-Pop, gonna do it.
The baby came out the womb. Here, say something to your grandmama.
Here, take a selfie. Just hold it with your feet.
So anyway, yo, I don't know what to say, man. Shout out to Lonzo Ball. I don't even get a chance to like Lonzo Ball as a Laker fan. Looks like he's going to become a Laker, I think.
Unless the Celtics decide to do a fuck you moment.
Yeah, right. And then is he going to do
it? He might pull an Eli Manning.
I was going to say, is he going to do an Eli or John Elway? Like, I ain't playing. You got to trade me. That type of shit.
And his dad going to be like, get your ass on that court.
So, you know, that's what's good. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is KRS-One is a gigantic mistake that you can't make as a veteran, but he does apologize for paying tribute to the wrong Beastie Boy. KRS-One got a new record out, and on the record that the new album called This World Is Mine, I actually listened to the first 5 tracks on there. Not bad at all. I haven't listened to the rest, so we'll get into that at a later date on the show. But anyway, there was a cut on there called Hip Hop Speaks from Heaven, okay? So instead of saying MCA, he did not. He said King Ad Rock.
Wow. Wow.
Yo, let me tell you something. As much as we got on motherfuckers like Lupe Fiasco getting up there and forgetting lyrics and just general disrespect, your KRS-One, that is a horrible look, my nigga.
All you had to do was Google that one.
Horrible look.
But there's more.
There is more.
Because that is not a performance. That's a fucking record. So that had to go through a couple of chains before it got out there.
But you know what? And I'm going to tell you why it slipped through the cracks. Because unlike before with the whole record company institution, Chris is putting this out himself. So he's recording it, he's picking the beats, he's doing the entire project. There's no team, there's no interns listening to the record to say, hey, wait a minute, he said blah, blah, blah. He just took that shit out, okay?
Because right. With the technology today, you can record it right now and 10 minutes from now put it out there to the universe.
Right, no doubt. But KRS-One, if you want to give him some credit, did take responsibility because he apologized and he put out the statement and said that I am pulling the original version off my digital release. Historical accuracy is extremely important to me, so I accept responsibility for this era and will re-record the album. Now, if this was back in the days when you could get a record like that on record, I mean, vinyl or even CD, it'll be a collector's item. And those downloaded the MP3 before he pulled it, pretty much you have a nice little collector's item there with the wrong, you know.
Well, you know, once it's on the internet, it's there.
It's there. No doubt. Somebody's going to put it back there. Out there. So it's out there forever, pretty much.
So what I thought was going to happen, and it didn't, only a couple of Dick Ride blogs. I thought the Young Boy blogs would have a buffet. You know, I thought they'd go in on this and have a buffet, and they already don't like KRS-One, and basically the Young Boy blogs is like, why is this old man still making music? No wonder he can't remember. Does he got dementia? You know, they went in like that.
They hammered it from that old man era.
Yeah, they hammered.
But I'm just saying though. You're saying what you just said last about Young Boy's not giving him the business. A survey question for you: how many Young Boys you think listen to that?
None.
Right.
Exactly.
So that's why he didn't get it.
So that's why they didn't have a buffet on it, other than just some third-rate comments. But, yo, shout to KRS-One, yo. Again, still one of the best to ever do it. And, two, like I said, as the first 5 tracks went, that's all I got. On-beat rhymes, voice sounding very strong. Music has been the best music I've heard from KRS-One in years, musically, beat-wise.
Okay.
Because, oh man, for a minute there,
I'm interested now.
KRS-One was picking some horrendous beats for a good minute. And
I listened to it at work, B.
And what do you think? I mean, I didn't listen to the whole thing. Like I said, I was only 5 cuts in, and then I got busy doing other shit, so...
I mean, like you said, it was clearly up to par with his rhyme skills. Yes, he made that faux pas, but that, you know, my fucking dude said Dizzy Gillespie plays the sax. You know what I'm saying? So it happens.
That's
it happens.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, am I going to crucify him for that? No. But, I mean, as his position in hip-hop, he should have known better. But the fact that he apologized and made amends for it, yo, I mean, why am I going to be mad?
Actually, that was nice and smooth who said that.
Right.
Dizzy Gillespie plays sax.
It was nice, to be exact, not smooth.
Right. Okay, there you go.
Smoothie, like paraphernalia.
Actually, which gets me down to when I think about that, Stetsasonic talking all that jazz when he was like, when Eric and Ra sampled, he said James Brown was old until Eric and Ra sampled I Got Soul. To be technical with it, I Got Soul was made by Bobby Bird.
Yes.
It wasn't James Brown.
Bobby?
James,
right. Whatever we do, it's got to be funky.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, you know, James Brown probably wrote it. Who knows? I'm just saying. But it was technically a Bobby Bird record. So, you know, I guess if you look hard enough, you could find mistakes everywhere.
Yeah, but the mistake in this case is that...
Oh, it was...
Yeah, MCA is the one that passed.
Right. So that's what's good. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is 50 Cent called Lil Uzi Vert's shirt expensive.
What?
So
not 50, not the nigga that's laying around on bricks of money.
So yeah, he called Lil Uzi Vert's shirt expensive. So let's get to the price of the shirt. It was a T-shirt. The price of the T-shirt was $2,400.
Oh, that is expensive. that is expensive. But not for a nigga like 50.
At this point, maybe 50's, you know, maybe 50's on a budget. And he's like, yo, that's
power
expensive.
Power getting ready to come back out, nigga. Power getting ready to come back out. You better make that bread back.
Your boy 50. And of course, statements like this are always funny to me. I like Uzi's music, but I'm trying to figure out all this T-shirt shit.
I know he didn't say he liked his music.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he said this shit is expensive. He said, nah, they could keep this one. So the comments, as he goes down, and basically I just go right to the comments where at the end of the article, they said that same T-shirt can be bought on Barney's website right now for a bargain price of $410.
It's a bargain.
B, nigga, first of all.
It's cheaper than them Lonzos.
B, $2,400 for a T-shirt, my nigga. First of all, I know if you're a celebrity, you gotta act like a celebrity. But a $2,000 T-shirt?
If he put it out there for $2, niggas is gonna clown him. So he put it out there for expensive ass price, and niggas be like, oh, well, maybe it's worth it.
Swerve. $2,000, nigga.
While you talking that, I'm about to tell you an old ass White Flint story, all right?
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, you know, we was in the Nav right down the street there in Bethesda. So I'm up at the mall, and I go in this store, and I see these shirts. I'm like, oh, snap, these joints nice. So it was like, my eyes saw $17.
Okay.
So I take them up to the register. Them shits was $170 each, B.
Uh-oh.
And to save embarrassment.
Dumb niggas need teaching.
I just turned around and walked out. So we talking about a $2,000 T-shirt?
$2,500, my nigga.
Lil Uzi Vert. It looked like a blouse. Anyway, crazy-ass picture was out there.
It was, yeah, yeah. It looked like a blouse and shit. So
he might as well should have got something
different.
Got a purse,
too, so it was a blouse.
I know. Did you see that shit?
A pink purse at that.
Nigga, I ain't fucking with that shit, yo.
What's wrong with these boys? Fucking rompers and shit.
Boy, niggas are clowning the fuck out of them rompers right now, son. That shit's crazy. Niggas is wearing onesies. What the fuck is going on, dude?
Son, don't. Let's,
boy.
Let's not be involved in any of that. So anyway, since we rock a lot.
You didn't say nothing wrong.
Say nothing.
They'll be like, you guys are hating.
Hating?
Nigga, when you the one
nigga, who
just
wants
a couple weeks ago to call somebody a baffling baboon some shit, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know this nigga. He done got a softer stance this week. Took a week off. I guess that helped him out a little bit. Need that vacation. Shit. Well,
we gonna hold you down.
These niggas is wearing fucking booty cutters.
Wow. Ooh. Come on, B. That's...
Yo, they call them shit. What they call them shit? They call it, you know, they call it wedgie. I forget what the fuck. I just learned some West Coast shit. Now I forgot. A Murphy. Motherfuckers out here call a wedgie a Murphy.
Oh, like, okay.
The fuck. Anyway.
Nigga's a RoboCop.
What the fuck?
Anyway, let's go back to back Uzi Vert topics. Now, this really didn't have anything with Uzi Vert. This is Uzi Vert fans. Just Blaze gave Uzi Vert fans a history lesson on the rock and rap connection. Okay? You know, every generation thinks they're what their cat is doing, including us. You know, the day I was like, you know, what the fuck are you talking about? KRS-One's that shit. Found out really KRS-One was just sampling AC/DC, and then I got straightened out. But all that being said, Uzi Vert fans think that he really is a rock star, okay? It's including a gentleman by the name of Bryce Treggs, a wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, wrote on Twitter, Uzi Vert is bridging the gap between rock and hip hop. He was like, hate if you want to. Your boy Just Blaze is like, I gotta correct that shit.
I gotta go ahead and school this young.
This young NFL player. And Blaze wasn't about to stand still. So Blaze goes in, he writes a post, and he basically invokes the names of who you would expect, Run DMC, Beastie Boys, threw Onyx in there, threw Lil Wayne and Jay-Z. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I appreciate Just Blaze trying to educate, okay? But we on the Hip Hop Digest show strive to be the source of your hip hop edutainment on a deeper level, like a college or a doctorate level.
Shout out to KRS.
Yeah, no doubt. Edutainment, no doubt. So, but unfortunately or fortunately, you can always turn to the Hip Hop Digest because, as I remember, we posted a show December 8th, 2014 called Rock You Don't Stop.
Yes, Rock and You Don't
okay.
Stop.
Okay. And we talked about the real rock and roll, real hard rock, okay? Because it didn't start with Jay-Z, didn't start with Wayne, didn't really start with Onyx. Shout to all of them who have done, you know, credible rock. But we posted names like NYC Cutter, which is basically Molly Mall. Okay, you can go, that's still on our website if you want to hear it. We said Houdini, we said UTFO, we said Dougie Fresh and the Get Fresh Crew, we said Public Enemy, we said Outkast, Dr. Dre and Ice Cube, Mash Out Posse, which is basically MOP, Urban Dance Squad. Oh, I never heard of them. Well, you heard against Rage Against the Machine, Urban Dance Squad was Rage before Rage. Okay, we educate you on a multi of levels on this particular mixtape. Now check out the Rock and Roll Edge when you go back and listen to it. This particular mixtape is brought to you by the Hip Hop Digest. That I feel like we're gonna have to educate Just Blaze just a little bit. Okay, Just Blaze, no doubt. Don't get me wrong, the Beastie Boys and Run DMC are on the mixtape, no doubt. But there is a deeper level of the mixing of hip hop, and it didn't start with 99 Problems. I just want to put that out there. You know what I mean, come on, you know, you're gonna educate. Let's get to a doctorate level here. Think about that, G. Thought we tried to be pretty extensive on that mixtape.
Yeah, we were. I remember getting thrown under the bus for one cut on there.
Yeah, I got thrown under the governor, George J, threw us under the bus because I squeezed in Grandmaster Flash and the Furious 5 Scorpio, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Scorpio, yeah.
Yeah, threw in Scorpio and he threw me under the bus.
He said, that's not rock.
He said, that's not rock.
That's not rock.
But like I said, for all you Digest listeners, check it out. Again, it's December 8th, 2014. If you want to know what's good with the history of rock and hip hop, well, I believe that mixtape is definitive.
Yeah, you got to dig through the website to find the page.
All you got to do is punch the date in.
All you got to do is search, you know, yeah. Google or any of whatever your local search engine.
Look, all you got to do is go to our website, type in rock, and it's the first thing that'll come up.
Anyway.
I know our website is old. Yeah,
it's crusty,
and it's not ready for mobile devices. So I caution you. So Next stop on the Hip Hop Digest, Sony music executive L.A. Reid accused of sexual harassment.
Wow.
According,
that's strong, me.
According to a source, Reid has been accused of sexual harassment by a female assistant at Epic Records. In a letter submitted to Sony, the accuser, represented by attorney, details instances during which inappropriate behavior was alleged exhibited by the industry veteran. On Saturday, Sony Music released a terse statement saying that his exit, meaning you has fire, L.A. Reid has been fired and will be leaving the company immediately. Reid was 6 years into his tenure at the label and a hub for urban acts. His acts are who he included and signed, Future, Travis Scott, DJ Khaled, along with a proven track record in pop music, Meghan Trainor, Fifth Harmony. In fact, his departure was revealed. Epic had a number one song in the country, DJ Khaled's I'm the One. L.A. Reid fired. L.A. Reid will always be an infamy for, to me, having your boy Bobby Shmurda up on stage buck dancing in a room full of mostly...
On the table,
right, buck dancing to a room mostly crowded white executives.
You know what, B? I'm going to have to stop you right
there. You're going to have to cut me right there?
I'm not going to put that on L.A.
You ain't what?
I'm going to put that on Bobby ass getting all excited and the jumping his dumb ass on the table and
what?
Doing that buck dance shit. That's all on Bobby right there. He got excited. He was in the room. He says, my time to shine now. I'm going to do this.
Okay. Wow.
That's kind of true. There was no indication. Get on the table, boy. Sure,
right.
Boy.
I didn't see nobody with a whip in their hand. Said, get the fuck up there, nigga.
Damn. So you had to cut me right there, huh?
Yeah, you got
to
stop there. I can't put that one on him.
Okay. That's real. But he didn't stop him, neither.
He didn't stop him. He didn't get off that table, boy. Get down.
He didn't.
Your mom ain't teaching no manners. Let's get off that table.
No, it was okay because he didn't really give a fuck about Bobby Shmurda anyway, so he just let him get up on the table. He didn't say, nah, man, we ain't going out like that. We ain't going out like that, yo. So it just reminds me of a story. Russell Simmons tells a story when the Beastie Boys showed up at the Def Jam offices. He said he thought the Beastie Boys showed up at the Def Jam offices in blackface. You know, he had seen the Beastie Boys as a punk band. Okay, he said they show up at the Def Jam offices, fat gold cables and shit, you know, the rap wear of the day. And Russell's like, this ain't who y'all are. Dress is who I know you as. So that's just to give you some history lesson. Your boy L.A. Reid didn't do that.
I think that he got caught up like your boy Billy O.
Ooh.
I'm not talking about Billy Ocean. I'm talking about that ex-Fox dude.
Oh, wow. Yeah, wow. So,
caught out there.
That's strong right there, though. Sexual harassment.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it is. I went there, but even if it's on some bullshit, the company can't play that shit.
B, no,
no, hell no, they gotta get rid of him.
No, let me tell you something,
especially
yo.
When you're big like that, Sony. Oh, come on, B.
Yeah, that's nothing but a paycheck.
There's too many things their names attached to. They can't have that shit.
Yeah, that's a straight paycheck. And today's workplace, everybody got to know, man. Today's workplace, yo, nigga, eyes right, hands off. Whew, I'm trying to tell you, my nigga.
Don't even start it.
Eyes right, hands off. Now, I know some cats is, you know, taking liberties doing things at the office, you know. But
and there's a banana peel waiting.
It's already in place.
Yep.
All you got to do is step on it.
That's good. So anyway, Kurt G was talking about last week. We were out last week and shit. I basically had a late shift on the horse, so I couldn't really get in and whatnot.
We got to explain to listeners.
They don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
They're like, what the fuck? This nigga was on Seattle Slough? What the fuck? He's me on a horse. What the fuck is this? What are you talking about, the horse? A late shift on the horse. Is that closet language? Is he gay? What horse is he on?
That's how they talk in D.C.
In any case, so Kurt G, you know how we do. It's Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, we have Kenji
settling in. That's Kenji settling in. And we got Jay Cyanide, the actual Heat. That's Jay Cyanide, the actual Heat. And the instrumental joint is Simulator Jones, or Stimulator Jones, Silver Age. That's Stimulator Jones, Silver Age.
That's what's up. Swerving. How you living?
Yeah, son. Man, I just want to apologize to myself, man, because I have not been able to focus. There's just so much music. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, so. I would have to say these times, and this is probably one of the few things I will give young guys an excuse. There's too much music that to consume, and I think we hear something dope right around the corner. It's something doper, and we'll miss it. There's no question about it.
It's a lot of music, B. Lot of music. I just catch it when I can. Like I said, we live regular lives. And right. We have regular jobs, and I get in right. when I can get in.
Yeah, I mean, so that's just real talk, yo. It's just, and so I will give young boys that excuse. It would be very hard. Hell, it's really even hard for them to keep up on a commercial level, because even them commercial niggas is dropping every other 30 seconds, you know?
You got to, though. The fucking, like you said, attention span is so short. You got to stay in their face right. at all times doing something, or else you're forgotten about.
You got 3 minutes, my nigga. You got 3 minutes. If you can't keep them locked in 3 minutes, it's a wrap.
Sad.
So, anyway, besides that, me apologizing to myself because I got a stack of shit I need to listen to. But besides that, you know, got to appreciate the listeners. So, speaking of appreciating the listeners, Curtis has just grabbed the bull.
Yes,
shit.
I'm shaking it in your face, my nigga.
Oh, fuck.
There it is.
Just pull a name out of there, my nigga.
Killer's reaching. He's reaching.
What? Give me something.
Let's see. What is that? Chilling Miami.
Chilling in Miami.
Speaking of Miami.
Yeah. That, what are you talking about?
How long ago that's been?
Chilling in Miami.
Have you been? Oh, man.
Yeah, we don't even know if they're still around.
Well,
I'm going to try to find her. She was, I ain't trying to put a business out there, but she was trying to school me on some things. So,
so chilling. Yo, so if she still listens to the Digest, chilling in Miami, that's so ironic considering I was
talking about Miami
and shit. Yeah, right? So there it is. You see it. You see it.
You see it.
You see it.
So, that's what's good. So I guess we'll see y'all next week then, huh?
You heard me?
Unless you on a horse.
Unless you riding out a horse, my nigga.
That nigga was like,
nigga moonlighting on the horse and shit.
You know what I'm talking about? Riding off in the sunset and shit.
Nigga was like, you heard me.
You heard me. Body, body.
Body, body.
Oh, I'm
yo, real quick, yo. On Twitter, people was admitting the craziest shit, yo.
Yeah, they was. I mean, yes, they
that
was.
Went on for a minute.
Yeah, they was.
Crazy ass songs. It's all good. Music is music. Fuck.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and like you said, from Vanilla Ice to Hammer, I mean, that, a lot of that crazy shit was just the niggas was admit guilty pleasures, man. We all have them.
We all have them.
You know what I mean?
Body, body. And I'm sorry again. I came across some shit, or I guess Master P was feeling kind of poor, or not feeling poor, but he was feeling like people thought he was poor, so he had to show his house and his goddamn cars and stuff. Like, come on, man, just live, bruh.
Just live. If you know, if you niggas die, think you broke, let them think you broke. Who cares?
B, that's a hard thing to do. I mean, they just popped your boy Bow Wow posting false rich pics again.
Pause for a second. Ain't that the nigga that drove around a corner in the rental?
In the rental, yeah. Like, yeah, and had his boy.
Pictures when I got the pit.
Right, yeah.
So he's habitual, so it don't even mean shit.
That's what I'm saying. So anyway.
Habit for this
so
nigga.
So this nigga, there's a limousine service, right? Their advertisement page. He basically took that page and was like, yo, this is how I'm driving or how I'm styling or something. And
motherfucker. You know how he got caught, right?
How he get caught?
Because a nigga was on a regular seat in coach, just like his ass was, and took a picture of his ass. That's how he got caught out there.
Nigga, shit. Oh, nigga, how you balling and you right next to me? Nigga. In the middle seat, nigga.
Nigga. Oh, when I go to Vegas, I better not catch Bow Wow once on Southwest.
Matter of fact, Spirit.
Oh, they caught him on Spirit.
Mm. Oh, they charge you for ice, nigga.
They do.
Hell yeah. You want a pack of gum?
So plain.
Nigga, they do. So that's just good. All right, son, we'll see you next week.
That's what's up.
Peace. Right.
One.
We did it.
Whistle. Top shot of my product is hotter than a pistol. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, you good as a wooden nickel. I figured out how to be savage while looking civil. They tried to make me leave by pushing, I wouldn't wiggle. See, I use a sickle, the wounds ain't superficial. You brittle, I'm unbreakable. M. Night Shyamalan, technique perfect, Hoyts Gracie in the octagon.
Yo, lots of rhymes, I ain't stopping till my pockets lined up. I knew the grind was overtime, still had to sign up. Swish of smoke in my mind is potent, I had to show them. They hoping I stop, but when I see them, let's keep it going. Oh, I'm Ethiopian when it come to the marathon. You ain't birthed your own style, you inherited mine. Copy when I talk, parrots when you rhyme.
I got a signature style, see right there, it's underlined, it's mine. Told Brooke to take a flight to the Lone Star, so we can plot a plan to leave him dead in the boneyard. Hit the microphone hard, head to any function where this fucker be going down and proceed to Bogart.
Plus, shorty told me I could hunt free when she told me she could roll. I got down on one knee.
Yo, is that the same chick introduced you to Bun B?
Hell yeah, I woke up, she was rocking my Pun T.
Comfy, I'm never bothered. If ever a better author existed, you got it twisted. I'm listed, let's get the proper introduction. I'll be busting through your door like the feds do.
Who said you had permission to speak? Your written's a weak. Not only that, I did the vid, Menace did the beat.
My pen has been elite, you and your men's are incomplete. Energy is on Bustelo, take a shot when you need me. I don't do easy listening, no bars, caffeine free. Believe me, I'm 3D, never one-dimensional. Bystanders might get hit, it's unintentional.
The way I cook the beat,
yeah, it's unconventional. I'm fucking baked,
but I know how to act professional. Make the money stretch, keep the schedule flexible. This is my confessional. Father, forgive me, I murdered everything. That's why you hear my songs up in heaven. Learn a lesson in my session, had to bring it back to the essence.
I bring a track with the best. It's a king attacking the peasants. Act aggressive, and my thing is older than tracking the breasts.
Okay, I'm back with a vengeance. I'm never actually finished. The aftermath is disaster. I passed the chronic to menace.
I promise, honest, I'm finished. Just going on with my business. No drama, nada. I'm in this to profit. Rocket relentless.
But on the topic of fitness, hop on the track with the quickness until the finish. God is my witness, they put this record in Guinness. Lots of rhymes, I ain't stopping till my pockets lined up. Pockets lined up, pockets lined up. Lots of rhymes, I ain't stopping till my pockets lined up. Pockets lined up, pockets lined up.
Where I'm from, the young boys take your necklace, blow your fucking face off, then go have breakfast. Whoa, the Mac new, but the tech used. Silas on it, can't hear it in the next room. Big ducks full of jet fuel. Ice in the cube to keep my neck cool. Bust that breakdown till every gram gone. Watch it up myself, boy, you know I'm hands on. Pop the hammer, do you awful. I'm popping this hammer trying to off you. You was running your dick suckers and it cost you. I'm aiming at your head trying to blow it off you. They love me in the streets. A body every day is getting ugly in the streets. Hardest nigga out, boy, they love me on the beats. 50 shot drum put you sucking niggas to sleep. Whoa!
That's why they love me in them streets. If my nigga fucked up, I'ma put him on his feet. Ain't no standing next to me starving, the nigga gotta eat. And if it's ever any beef, I'll be the first to grip the heat. Whoa! That's why they love me in them streets. If my nigga fucked up, I'ma put him on his feet. Ain't no standing next to me starving, the nigga gotta eat. And if it's ever any beef, I'll be the first to grip the heat. Whoa! 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 On the one way, it's only one way to get this chicken. I'm all for it, to the point where you can't ignore it. Adidas shell tops or a good pair of Diodoras. Porsche Panamera had the Fordora. My daughter in the back, she chillin' and watching Dora. Followed by a Ford Explorer, it's all tenant. Everything I go cop cash, I shit rent it. I'm demented, you know if I said it, a nigga meant it. When you got that good work, you know the fiends stay callin'. Layin' niggas down, we tryna take all your belongings. My niggas put in work, I be checking out they performance.
Strong Island is a whole different market, this shit enormous.
But on the late night through these back blocks, be cautious. We lacing up the white like a pair of new Air Forces. Lacing up the white like a pair of new Air Forces.
Whoa! That's why they love me in them streets. If my nigga fucked up, I'ma put him on his feet. Ain't no standing next to me starving, the nigga gotta eat. And if it's ever any beef, I'll be the first to grip the heat. Whoa! That's why they love me in them streets. If my nigga fucked up, I'ma put him on his feet. Ain't no standing next to me starving, the nigga gotta eat. And if it's ever any beef, I'll be the first to grip the heat. Whoa! 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 Whoa!
Red eyes behind the shades that ain't even from the tree. That's working hella play, hella guppies on the D. Long nights, shorter days. Winning streak, I don't ever want to end. Traveling with my fleet, need spaceship whips to dip on mean feet. 57 and meet and greets in Long Beach. Gutter baby moving in upper class estate. From a splash to tsunami, cash and wave. Say it ain't about the dough, that's a hell of a story. Doing it for the love, never paid a bill for me. Gotta keep my little me spoiled. AC on and two story in hot ass California. Obvious what I'm on, eat good, build wealth, good broke. Trying to bring back dough to help. Grand breaking with your neighbor, what happened to that? Each one, teach one, real rap. 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 fornicate with my wrist bird, Beverly Hills. La Montro sweet, just to chill is real. I grew up learning a crooked scam. Forced to get drive, had a red Ferrari and a yellow lamb. Respect though, ain't even had to work her. Shot me the visa, beat it black and purple. Sex on the balcony, bumping old my peep. A creep, take charge of sheets, how I freak. Till the sun come, then I Maxwell. OG, like recording on a boombox with Maxell. Those skinny jeans and pastel. This for the real and Adidas half shell. You got my cash well, on the next thing smoking. Diego, Chesapeake, Oregon, Oakland. Mayweather, none better come get it. Learn something, young joker, way doper. Block burning with top earners and Glock holders. Mayan architect flowing in Vegas, the hard rock soda. Swipe cars like starter coats in 88. Yeah. We was a gang of baby apes. You could never pay me late for my lady's sake. Gotta leave some for my babies in my latest state. Couldn't afford no bathing apes or no uptown. Look at this thing, yo, we up now. But I ain't happy till I rock a show in uptown. Or Australia, whole crowd singing like Mahalia. Teacher said I'd be a failure. Well, you could lick these premium nuts and braille. You son of a bitch, son of a pimp, Mr. Fab in the deck. Crashing a lap, work for a check, respect my time, never late, never fake, nigga. All I need in this world is gold plates.
Real gunslingers,
where you at, niggas?
Check it out, yo.
Real, where your hands in the motherfucking air. All them blunts.
Yo. You want lyrics? We'll let the real niggas run it. Whack crews get confronted by the shorty that's blunted. Never fronted. You ain't built. I'm from the thorough school. You couldn't fuck around if you had pussy in the whirlpool. I'm swift with this. I burn crews like hoes with syphilis. I slam like doors in the face of Jehovah's Witnesses. Pack the chrome. Styles fly like Mrs. Jones. Lyrical mathematics will have the devil smoking stones. I put heads to bed. Lick shots and rappers fled. Went to church a few times. Now none's trying to give me head. Take back the ill shorty. From the bill, you best to tell them. Lyrics busting your brain style, sexing your cerebellum. Ooh. Some nigga named Kim from the firm, I probably have to splat him. Talking trash about Mac and don't know me from Adam. You ain't real nigga, so stop yelling hip hop. Loaded up my Glock and robbing bitches in the shop. The squad is annexed, the cruddy kid is who I be. Twisting up some Sin C that I cop from L&P. You niggas best to wake the fuck up, you in the wrong direction. Guard your girl, you couldn't make it in my fucking section. That's how it's going down. Check it out, yo. Yo. One for the blunts that I smoke, two for all the liquor I drink. Making your bitch crew stop your group and think. The cruddiest, I got more reasons to feel a belly. The stick is squad, cause my crew is puffing trees daily. You best to bust before the shorty gets to clapping. You niggas acting, so eat a dick with your bullshit rapping. Take it on your whole crew however you come. I stand strong, don't give a fuck wherever you're from. I walk the streets anytime the cash got me craving. Collect my dough, feeling hot soon as the herb is blazing. Hot metal, I squeeze when I get heated. If my lyrics was drums, you punk pussy still couldn't beat it. Check for concrete tape styles that I be freaking. Lyrics be heating, got your melon leaking, bluntly speaking. Check it out, niggas. I throw my niggas on the ass. The bill, check it out. I bring the ruggedness, the realness. K-Mac will leave the mic scorching. Verbal skills, my raw style is worth a fucking fortune. Rolling thick with my clicks, I've never heard of me. The click is annexed, whack crews headed for surgery. I clean my eyes, bloodshot red when I be chilling. Got the gift of manifesting your ears, lyrics be spilling. Ill style, I catch wreck, tag my name on the wall of stages. Rhythm relax, catalogue with elements and phrases. Niggas extinct, kid, my style's labeled blood sport. Big up to my niggas locked down, holding the love fort. I'm on the mission, bringing drama to come. Competition, taking flight, styles tight, lyrics be shitting when I'm done. It's hit the streets, back to herbs, selling with rhymes. I'm propelling, leaving swellings on your melon. Packing guns, serving fiends to get funds up in the bill. Shit is thick, my click traveling tons. Whack crews, I eliminate my styles, mad ill. Spark a Ellen Paul late, and I remain tranquil in the bill. Watch your nugget, word is born, I got a full clip. Your squad is bullshit, you bitches better forfeit. It's 95. Don't be surprised when we arrive. Lyrics, I kick your shit in more bricks than high rise. Mass appeal, my style's too danger for a herb to fit. I'm sending rappers on a journey that is permanent. So tell me if you feel this. Cap when I peel this. Back to the lab, cause you ain't ready for the real. Bitch.
up on the fucking board.